Good morning. Welcome to the Blacklands Cafe. I'm John Mark Dempsey. Have a cup of coffee on the house. It's Thursday, January 2nd. Sharing a table with us in the cafe this morning is Jim Ainsworth. Birthday, science fiction writer Isaac Asimov, born on this day in 1920. Actor Cuba Gooding Jr. is 46 today.
Show me the money.
Say it with me one time, Jerry.
Show you the money.
Oh, no, no, you can do better than that, Jerry. I want you to say it with you with me, then, brother.
Yeah, yeah, no, 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 show you the money.
Let not show you, show me the money.
Show me the money.
Yeah, I need to feel you, Jerry.
Show me the money.
Jerry, you better yell. Show me the money.
On this day in history, in 1974, the cost of gasoline passing an unheard of 50 cents a gallon. President Nixon signs the Emergency Highway Energy Conservation Act, setting a new national maximum speed limit of 55 miles per hour. The government promoted the slower speed limit in public service announcements.
In 1975, highway deaths in America were down by over 9,000 from 1973. And more than anything else, it was the 55-mile-an-hour speed limit that made the difference. All of us, by slowing down, helped save more than 9,000 people, the equivalent of every man, woman, and child in Grinnell, Iowa. And then some. 55 miles an hour. It's a law we can live with.
Number one on the charts in 1973, we're still not sure who it's about, but it's Carly Simon and You're So Vain.
When you're
on the KETR events calendar, the City of Commerce sponsors a free bus trip to Choctaw Casino in Durant, Oklahoma on Thursday, January 16th. Please bring your player's card and driver's license. There's limited seating. The pickup location is the Commerce Farmers Market. Call Sherry Johnson at the City of Commerce for information and reservations. 903-886-1123. That's 903-886-1123. 1123 or see events at KETR.org. A trip to the Choctaw Casino in Durant, Oklahoma, Thursday, January 16th. Our thought for the day, I think we consider too much the good luck of the early bird and not enough the bad luck of the early worm. Thank you, President Franklin D. Roosevelt. The opinions of Jim Ainsworth do not necessarily reflect those of KETR. Other commentators also are heard on the Blacklands Cafe. Okay, our guest in the cafe this morning is Jim Ainsworth. Good morning.
Good morning.
Jim is certified public accountant, certified financial planner, noted author, and Jim comments on the political scene for us from time to time on the Blacklands Cafe. Jim, the state of Texas has attracted the attention of political writers recently on both sides or all sides of the political spectrum, saying that, like it or not, the country will resemble the state of Texas in the future. There was a cover story in Time magazine a few weeks ago to that effect that got a lot of attention. What do you think?
Well, I hope they're right. I think I live, I'm, of course, a native-born Texan. I've lived here all my life, and I think Texas is an example for the other states to follow. We have low cost of living and low taxes, and we're friendly to business in comparison. I don't think we're nearly friendly enough, but in comparison to other states, we offer a lot of things. Of course, we're blessed by good weather, but the friendly environment, Texas has a little bit of everything. We have, you know, of course, we have three of the fastest growing cities in America, and I think that will continue. And if America looked more like Texas, it'd be a greater country.
Now, that particular article points out the remarkable population growth in Texas, and you referred to that just a moment ago. What's attracting people to live here rather than California or New York or somewhere else?
Well, California is broke, and Texas is not broke, although it's not wealthy either, but it, compared to the other states, it is. And whether you like Rick Perry or not, he's done a lot to reach out to businesses to bring them here. There's a lot of jobs here. We've created most of the more jobs than any other state, I think, in the nation right now, and probably I think about a third of the jobs that have been created in everywhere. So jobs are what people move. They move for climate if they've got a lot of money, but if they don't have a lot of money, they move for jobs. So we've got both of those situations. I think it's very helpful.
Now, there are those, of course, who will say that, well, your jobs are not high-quality jobs, not high-paying jobs. So what about that?
Well, that's partially true. We've created a lot of jobs that are at the average, I think, about $14 an hour. But there are jobs, and a lot of states don't have that. But we also have created a lot of high paying jobs, and we have a lot the upper income and the and depending on your statistics and how you read it, who's an upper income, who's rich, who's not. I think that the upper middle income and the upper income have benefited a lot. There's a lot of wealth and. That wealth is not a bad thing to me. Now, I want the middle-class jobs as much as anybody else, but Texas has been good on both ends, I think.
We're talking with Northeast Texas native, CPA, certified financial planner and author, Jim Ainsworth. Jim, that particular Time magazine article about Texas a few weeks ago makes the point that we have a low cost of living, of course, no state income tax, so the taxes are relatively low. Are those things we can expect to continue for the foreseeable future?
If we don't change our political climate drastically and our demographics don't change, what I've noticed in a lot of states like Colorado and Montana, people ruined California and they moved to Montana and Colorado and start to ruin it. I mean, it's just amazing to me that they escape what they did in California and come out and try to do the same thing to these other states. So hopefully we won't have that kind of change and we'll continue to do the same things, keeping our taxes low, state income taxes. It not having one is a big bonus, and getting less money into the hands of government is always a good thing.
Now, on the other hand, we were talking before we turned the mics on here, the lead story in the Dallas Morning News op-ed section was an article. I think the headline was, "Is Texas Treating You Right?" And the answer to the article was probably no. And the point was Texas is lagging in terms of social services, quality of life, according to the article, not what it should be. So that's the other side of the debate.
I can't believe they say that about the quality of life. I think quality of life here is superior than it is to most states because of the economic conditions. Nothing. Economic conditions are just not separable from quality of life issues. If you have good jobs and good economy, quality of life goes up. So I think I live here. I've lived here all my life with just a few 1 or 2 years away. But the quality of life here is good. The environment is good. The business environment is good. I just think it's a great place to live.
Well, thanks for having a cup of coffee with us again this morning.
Appreciate you having me.
Jim Ainsworth is the certified public accountant, certified financial planner, and visits with us from time to time on the political scene. You're starting the day with Morning Edition on your station, 88.9 KETR.